from a public high school institution, some type of training certification. In that, the expectation for public education is that 90% of our students are on grade level four, language arts and mathematics, and language arts is the only. They're also expecting that we will be up to a 90% grade four on graduation. In doing that, the challenge has been that the funding from the state has not been there to be able to meet those aggressive expectations. With that, in order for our district to be able to meet those goals, we feel that we would like to be able to look at our Golden Gateway as a potential vehicle to get us there. Over the past 4 years, we've not had a reduction in our overall numbers by the basic status of our population, we have lost upwards of almost $3 million in funding. What this funding would do is, if you look at the second page that is on here, it's operated at 1.66% by 2021. What we are proposing that money go into is we currently have programs for our at-risk students that we spend out of general fund. We get some money from the state for at-risk students, we get some money from the federal government. Our overall program runs close to about $800,000 a year, and approximately $400,000 to $500,000 of that, about $500,000 is out of general funds, money that we have that could be used for other areas. What we're proposing is that if we are successful with the voting goal 11, that we would transfer $400,000 back into general funds and utilize some of that, the proposed money increase in that for our at-risk populations. It is more intensive in terms of our personnel in those areas, allowing our students to reach those expectations that we have for them. In addition, we have three other areas we believe that we need to look at for funding. First is with our advanced students. We have in our high school level right now a very aggressive advanced placement and concurrent enrollment program. We are intending to continue that. In order to do that, though, this would allow for some additional sessions to be able to be offered in that process. It would also fund some money for advanced classes at the middle school, and we would like to be able to do some exploration at our elementary schools as well. The money we get to get this country safe is minimal. We're going about $30,000 a year. The next area we feel that's important that allows us to get to our goal is in our fine arts. So Logan City School District has a strong history in our fine arts, and that's all of them, from the performing to the visual arts as well, and we want to ensure that we have a solid foundation for financing for these programs. Our elementary orchestra has goes from grade four up also through 12th grade. We want to be able to keep on a firm foundation. Our band program in the middle of high school, our visual arts at the middle school has been strong, as well as our visual arts at the high school level. We do not have strong visual arts in our elementary school. That would be an area where we would like to put some resources to strengthen that aspect. We also have vocal music, which has been an outstanding part of our course offerings, both in the middle and high school level. We want to make sure that we, within all of those fine arts, we have a firm foundation for the financial finances. Finally, an area that has been a focus of the governor as well as our legislature over the last few years is that of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM programs, and making sure that we can do all we can to reduce some of those class sizes, and we would be putting some money into adding additional teachers at the middle school and high school level for those STEM classes, specifically in the math and science area. So the local 11 is an important component for us to get back and shore back up some some of our finances that we've lost over the last three or four years, and keep us on a focus so that we are able to meet these goals. With that, as we're looking at potential dates that the board has discussed, is we are looking at in November a possible date to go out for that letter. And then we have approximately $1.3 million of which we could go and request for authorization from the public. The proposal that you're seeing here would not be the full $1.3 million, but we're looking at between $850,000 and $900,000 that we would initially start with the potential then of going up to $1.3 over time in case there were other needs that occurred over time. And for that, to get to that $1.3, we would have to go through the truth and taxation hearings in order to increase above the initial. And we would actually, once we start with this proposal, we would have to go through the taxation if the voters approved it. We then have a facilities bond situation that we are looking at. We've done a facility study. We have five buildings that we know have concerns. And we were doing that facility studies over the last 24 months. There was the architectural request with the level of care that our buildings have at this point. We tried to take care of them, we tried to update them, but the reality is we have buildings that are very old. The core part of Bolton High School was built in 1872. That's the multi-story portion. You have Ellis Elementary School, whose main portion was built in, I believe, 1894. You have Abbey Elementary, built in the 1930s. You have Hillcrest Elementary School, that just celebrated the 50th anniversary last year. They're about 51 years old. And this facility here, which is going to be celebrated the 50th anniversary this year, in 2013. With that, and the knowledge that site specifically at the high school, our concerns, safety concerns there, we looked at all of that, and that price tag was coming out between $80 and $90 million. As we started costing that out, what that would mean, it was very strong realization that would be too much to go to our public for this time. But therefore, we started looking at the potential of breaking it into two different bonds, one that we would do now, one that we would perhaps do within 8 to 10 years. Again, the second goal of the people. The amount that we are looking at, the options that you'll see on that last page that we are looking at is four different options. Bolton High School, over the course of the last couple of board meetings, the last couple of months, has come out to the board as the one that needs to be in any of our options. The options range from anywhere from just over $40 million to a little over $54 million is what we would be proposing to go out to the public pool. Like in terms of time over, if I can, to say Wilson or business administrator, and he can quickly kind of share with you the individual page that is in color, kind of talk to you about what the financial implications are of the proposals.
So we're talking about this page right here. If you have that page, you'll notice on the left, in black, it's in the budget type. Currently, the school district has a levy. The sum of all of the basic school levy, the local levy, the fourth local levy, chapter local levy, and our EO bond opinions levy. What superintendents are talking about is the voted local levies, we could increase that by 00748, and that would put us at the statutory limit of 1600. And if we increase that levy, and we would generate another $1.3 million in change. We do facility improvements with the superintendent mentioned. We would need to generate approximately about $3.3 million annually to make the bond payment. Right now, increasing that property tax rate by 0.007, which would generate approximately $1.2 million. Now, what does that mean from a taxpayer standpoint? Down at the bottom, you'll notice that got four different groups based on market value of your residence or business. So the average home in Logan School District is just under $150,000. So for the average home, if you were to do the total local levy increase that we've been talking about, and we're going to generate the money that we need to do the facility improvements that we've been talking about, it would require a tax increase of about $120 a year between the two of them. If we just did the local levy, it's about $61. And if we just did the bond increase, that's just under $60. And you can see if you have a home with a value of $250,000, that the tax increase on that would be $190 a year. And if you have a big home, $500,000 home, we're looking at an increase of about $358.
Now with this, again, this is kind of a very simplified area. If the set valuations go up within the city, and there's new growth, new more buildings and things within the city that can be assessed, that amount actually can be reduced. This is a $150,000 house. The average cost of the house within Logan is a little less than $140,000. We use these as somewhat of an example. If it's a business that is, it is taxed at 100% and 55% of the home. If we're looking at this, we realize the magnitude that this is for our community. And one of the things we wanted to hear, have the board here, is whether or not this is reasonable, if there's some areas of concern that we've not looked at and we need to. So that we're having this public hearing tonight, one next week, prior to the board making some final decisions and recommendations. Again, if we were to do this, the board chose to go with it, they had an option, we would be looking at the November bond election in conjunction with the voter level levy. So we would have two issues on the ballot at that time. One of the areas that we're looking at is we do have some bond indebtedness right now from our existing bonds from back in 1999 that are just finishing up. What we're trying to do is to reduce our cost for those that are potentially moving up some of our payments to lower the amount that we're having to pay on interest on those. So within this process, again, the board has had some information on this last night of our board meeting. We are trying to do everything we can to minimize the overall cost. What we have to look at balancing is do we wait until we're closer to the end of our bond indebtedness currently would be done in 2019 or 2017 if we accelerated it. Do we go out and kind of wait closer to the ending of that before we go to the public for the facility bond? In doing so, what will the construction cost be? What will interest rates be at that point? Right now, we are in a very unique situation of having the lowest interest rates in the history, at least in modern history, as well as construction costs are still at a much more reasonable level than they have been in the past 4 or 5 years. So it's kind of one of those things, how can we put this together in a way that will be the best fiscally managed package for our community. That President, I'll turn the mic back over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Superintendent. I appreciate your efforts in this. parents and the community sharing our little about the problem. At this time, since we're having a public hearing about this, we invite our public to come up with a team like set up for the state community, enter address and write your name and address on the page, so that our residents can be wonderful. We'll allow 2 minutes to have a question. We'll direct the questions to, if I can mention, or alert to attend on the same, and that's what we'll do with this. I can remind that comments tonight should be made about the goals and facilities law and provisions, and that we come to contact the division. All right, so that's it. I'll call for any comments, thank you, our public. Questions about the proposal?
Perhaps the patient calls is on the graded station. We do have concerns in that we're wondering if the specific improvements of the school that we're looking forward and is this a situation where we are looking to see if these improvements are going to be something that we turn around and fight next time we need to see something else because we didn't think they had based on our other students at the school. Are these improvements going to be something that lasts a little bit of time, so we don't have to turn around and kind of follow on that later. If you have any questions, we'll let anyone know.
That is a great question. If you look at the history of this district, obviously we've been using our buildings for a long period of time. We don't have a magic crystal ball to know what education is going to be looking like in 30 years. However, I'm very confident with the architects within Northern Utah area and Utah in general, as they're looking at this, all of them are understanding what it is to develop a program for 21st century learning and how to make facilities so that they will be adaptable in the future. And I think that's one of the expectations as we're going out for architects and the building and the materials that we use, that we are going to be building a 75-year building. 50 to 75 years, but we know that we can't build it quite like they did back in the 40s and 50s and 60s because there are so many changes because of technology. So we don't have all of the answers, but I believe that the focus that we can say and we will be looking for is what is the flexibility and added adaptability that is built into our building so that they can move with the times over the next 20 years, 25 years.
Thank you. Regarding the levy, the question that we would have is, if it seems that we're putting in the gap where we lost money to, the economy and so forth, they send their funds. Our question is, we're going to be putting this money in these programs to help with the, the governor's plan. And is there anything that's measurable about that? Or are we going to have something along the line that tells us will be successful? Our guy can be a lot of money down the right hill. If it's going to be a successful program, it's going to help with that. We know that it's measurable and we're going to achieve the goal, that's fine. But if it's just no money to fund programs that don't have working, then we would have a problem with that.
The goals that the governor set are manageable, which is great. We're talking 90% in literacy and numeracy. We're looking at 90% graduation rate. We know where we are now. And in some of our schools are very, very close to 90% in the literacy part. Our numeracy has been lower. And our graduation rate currently, at combined to SAT, is at 81%. But the county schools are both over 90, but then they have cash high, which is their alternative school, which is considered separate than the numbers. So we've got some ways to go. We have a trajectory of where we need to be, and we will keep the public informed on exactly where we are and those numbers the whole way through this process.
I think what we can kind of see is if something's not working, that the money can be allocated to a program that's going to work instead of just money being continually thrown. program is not working. And then the last question I have is, for this program, is, you know, how many students is it really servicing? Because that was programmed to look for, is it a large number, or are we servicing 100 kids out of the community? You know, how much money, where are they, how many students are we taking care of?
In terms of our, we have 2,000 students, we have almost 2,000 students that have, would be considered at-risk, either because of socioeconomic, actually more than 2,000, 2,500 put socioeconomic in there, as well as because of language change. So that is a large group. You start looking at some of the grant numbers, you're also talking in the hundreds of that. So your this impact will impact all students. The opportunity, especially if you're able to expand some of the programs that we have in high arts, more kids will be able to access those programs. So our potential is to make sure that every child is benefited by these proposals.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And if we can make sure you sign that, I'll thank you very much. And just so that audience is aware, we have approved by our quarterly meeting request for proposals to get positions so that we can start the ball rolling right now on Wolverine. We feel that I cannot wait any longer. So regardless if the bond passes or not, we take looking with any hopeful that it will pass so that we can advance that process
another question though, if we have, if the vote three-way pass and the bond is
gone. District Guarantee does not take that money from the Board of Leeway to switch over to law enforcement building?
No, the capital is fully separate from the annex, so in my understanding, it is not included.
Gotcha, thank you. Perfect, thank you very much. All right.
Mr. Thomas? Sir, my name is Todd Collins, I live at 1631 East, 1031, and through this comment, in my interactions with legislators this year, pushing for more funds into education, from my vantage point, it worked great for that when it comes to the resources that we have and the resources we're able to use on our kids. It's been made very clear to me that one of the things that we need to do as local school districts is help ourselves first. And so, it makes our argument, my argument, more powerful if we vote the leeway. Say that we have, you know, we match that our contributions as local citizens in Alamo State. And until we match our values, there's that little bit of retort that the big house saying, well, you know, you kind of cover yourself first. So I know the money can give out on the boards to pass the leeway, and I think that provides me is more of an issue to apply to the state and have them fund for more appropriately. Second.
Thank you. We appreciate those comments and understand how important it is to work with our legislators so that we can get that up to the.
And I'm Maria, and I'm looking at 67 opportunities, and I was for standing in front of the leeway, in terms of supporting the educators in the district and citizens and making them in the world the specific programs that have outlined the grants that are available, would probably exploit the people and the other programs with the advanced teaching classes current on practice were a big benefit something that they and really great thing to be from the local school district going out to their other things. So I would say I'm grateful for the support that the board of children in the city to have been moving forward on the ballot. And I think some of the students coming out from the other regions, I guess that the county bodies that I've actually gotten a lot of people will look for this is kind of a recent question that a lot of people are aware of. With all the city, I know the city active meetings and stuff is difficult for people. So maybe that is another forum where people can provide comments to, like maybe on the website or something. And that would be my comment on the bond, the facility bond issues. And from my experience, and so we're trying to probably the main priority and then looking at the LSL on the actual market on the new project would be my I'm just curious what your you have some options with the other and what your practice is going to be to select an option that you're going to be from the school district and teachers or are we trying to really that people can provide us through the school community, the school program like that, or what you
Patrick, thank you. I think our intent is to see how far we can get our how far we can get the impact on tax payers down until we decide exactly the correct or which shows we start. We definitely start with Golden High. We would like to do them all. If you can have we can do them all right now, but we understand that heavy burden on our taxpayers and we should not do that. We're in a process of just welcoming your input and your comments about those buildings that are going to feel like, you know, when that we serve by that money and we can do that in the initial one. How much was it due to all of them?
No.
As we look for different options as part of the facility study, so Woman High definitely stood out. If you look at each of those other four facilities, each one can have an argument for being next in line. And we just have got to look at all of those factors to determine exactly where our needs are. If you look at this, there were some buildings in our last bond that did not have as much work done to them as others. So we're trying to look and determine if the work that has been done on some of those schools enough to get us by that 8 to 10 years, and that we can be successful in that and get to those that need more attention now. So we're literally going to come down to the money side as well as project side.
All right, anything else from our public hearing? We are having additional board for our additional public hearing next Wednesday at Wilder High School, and we will continue on with letting our public know what our decisions are in the future, because we're going to be November, especially with our I'd like to add to that, we want to have a very cautious of that. I would say the tax dollars that we all want to be very prudent with dollars. There's no other comments to be made. Marshall, is there anything that you'd like to ask in conversation tonight? All right. Well, I appreciate everyone coming tonight. Please, if you have any additional comments or concerns, contact any of the board members or Marshall or individuals in the
You can also find our website and information on the project specifically if you'd like to. This is from the main webpage. There's links there. We will also have this material on the website if you want. And we're talking today to you on the other points that we'll have to take as well. If you have any questions or want more information, we have lots of books and we're glad to share with you any information.